Euroscepticism is on the rise in Europe, according to a new poll which found an average of 47% of respondents across 10 countries reporting unfavorable views of the European Union. Ahead of the June 23rd referendum on Britain's membership of the EU, Pew Research Center found the bloc has suffered a sharp drop in support over the past year. However, 7 in 10 respondents said that Britain voting to leave would be a bad thing for the European Union. While 51% across 10 EU countries surveyed still hold favorable views of the EU, there has been a dip in support in its largest member states. The favorability of the institution has seen a 17-point drop in France, a 16-point drop in Spain, an 8-point drop in Germany, and a 7-point drop in the UK. The latest polling shows the British electorate almost evenly split on whether to leave or remain within the EU. Much of this dissatisfaction has been caused by the migrant crisis and economic issues on the continent. According to Pew, overwhelming majorities in every country polled disapproved with how the EU has been handling the migrant crisis. This includes 94% in Greece, 88% in Sweden, and 77% in Italy. The strongest approval came from the Dutch, with 31% agreeing with the way the EU has managed the historic influx of refugees. Apart from Germany and Poland, majorities in 8 of the 10 countries surveyed disapproved of the way the EU managed the continent-wide downturn. This includes around 90% of Greeks, whose country is still struggling to meet rigorous austerity targets in return for bailout funds, followed by Italians, 68%, French, 66%, and Spanish, 65%. In the 10 countries surveyed, the UK, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Poland, Spain, and Sweden, there is little enthusiasm for transferring more power to the EU's headquarters in Brussels. A quarter or more in the majority of countries would prefer to keep the current status quo. Pew's survey was conducted between April and May 2016 and had more than 10,000 respondents in telephone and face-to-face interviews. This article, posted by Tara John.